Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 27th day on the month of Tammuz. Today's day 656, so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zevi Saunders of the Delray Torah Center in Delray Beach, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Saunders fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Saunders will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Saunders will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names for all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call to receive that email. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Saunders.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. Today is the fourth time, I believe, out of the 5 years that the OU have been having this Tehillim call, that I've had the zechus, the honor of giving the message and saying the Tehillim on my birthday. Sometimes it's been the Hebrew birthday, sometimes it's been the English birthday, and zechus that it is. And that's not random, and that's sort of the message that I want to bring out today from this week's Parsha. So Parsha's Matos Masei is the longest laning, and of course, being Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we add on the extra psukim and the second Sefer Torah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And we have a large section of the long laning of Parshas Maaseh talking about the places, the cities, the journeys that the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, had in the desert. Beginning of Parshas Maaseh talks about the places. And if you look through, there are 42 places that are mentioned. Of course, all the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, all want to know why is the Torah repeating all of these journeys. I mean, we don't necessarily put in erroneous information. The Torah is not a storybook. It's not a history book. It's a book that we're supposed to learn from, we're supposed to take lessons from. And of course, you have Rashi that talks about the fact that there were only 42 journeys. And we know they took 14 in the first year, 8 in the last year, that's 22. That means the 38 years in the middle where they were after the Meraglim, they only had 20 sojourns, which is approximately once every 2 years, so they weren't moving constantly. We have other opinions that say, like the Rabbeinu Bechaya, this is an allusion to the coming of Moshiach, where we'll go somehow back through these 42 journeys, which I thought actually a few weeks ago during the Israel-Iran war, I had a friend, and I think many others, who actually couldn't get back into Israel, so they flew to Sharm el-Sheikh, and then they took a car through the desert, the same areas that the Jewish people went through to get to Eilat, and I thought, oh, maybe that's a fulfillment of this idea that we have to go back with Moshiach through these places. We have, of course, more Kabbalistic ideas. The 42 places correspond to the 42 letter name of Hashem. But of course, what is the lesson that we are supposed to bring out from this parasha? And I think, as the Balei Musar explained, that it's trying to teach us that life is a series of journeys. It's a series of places that we go. And every place that we go to, every person that we meet, every opportunity that we get given is ordained by Hashem. There is a reason why we go to every place. Of course, now we're coming up to the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, where we went into Golus and the Yidden were flung to the four corners of the earth. That every place that the Yidden went to, every place that we ended up, was there for a reason, there was a purpose. And we know there are so many stories as to why, and the stories of people who got stuck in places over Shabbos, and therefore they ended up doing a mitzvah, or they helped somebody, or there was one person needed a minion, and the train got stopped, and they had eight people came, and they had a million, the story of Rabbi Sosa Lander, or there was a story, many stories we all know of Ashkaka Pratis, people ended up in places, and we all know in our own lives as well, that everything that happens to us is ordained from Hashem. But if we look a little bit further, at the beginning, the second Pasuk, chapter Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Beis, it says, Vayichtov Moshe, Moshe wrote down as Moshe Ahem, they're going, Lamaseihem, according to their journeys, Api Hashem, Ai Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to write it down. So this wasn't an afterthought. This wasn't, at the end, let's recall all the journeys that we went through. This was something Hashem had told Moshe right from the beginning, that they should write down everything that happened. But even more so, each place is mentioned twice. So the 42 places become 84 places. Why? Because it says by each one, Vayitzu Misukos, they journeyed from Sukkos, Vayachnu Be'esom, and they dwelled in Esom. The next pasuk, Vayitzu Me'esom, they journeyed from Esom, and then they, Vayachnu Lifnei Migdo. So everyone, they journeyed to it, they camped, and then they journeyed from it. So it's mentioned twice. Why is it repeated a second time? So again, it's to show us that even every journey to the place and dwelling in the place, everything al pi Hashem is from Hashem. Now, of course, you can all tell from my accent that I am not a natural American. I was born in England, and do you think I ever would have thought many years ago that I would have ended up living in Florida? No, of course not. You think when I was a Rav in England, I thought I'd end up being a Rav in New York or a Rav in Florida? Of course I wouldn't have thought of it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had other ideas. He was able to, not able to, he of course made sure that I ended up in the places that I ended up for whatever reasons he did. And I'll finish off with another story that really touched me and inspired me about myself that I found out a couple of weeks ago. So I did a reality show on life, Jewish life, in Manchester in 2012. And it was broadcast, it actually went all over the world, and so on. So a few weeks ago, a woman reached out to me, she was getting married, and she told me, she wanted to tell me that she was a Giora, she became Jewish, because she was so inspired, she saw my reality show that I was part of, she really liked the way I was projecting Yiddishkeit and the love for Yiddishkeit, and that inspired her to become Jewish, and then, the story doesn't end there. The person she's marrying was somebody that I knew, and when she was telling him the story, he said, I know Rabbi Saunders. They called me, and they had a Shavuot Brachos here in Florida, and I was able to go and be at the Shavuot Brachos. It was very inspiring. So I never knew. I was just doing something, and I never thought, and 10 years later, somebody told me their whole lives had changed and became Jewish and from, and all because of something they've seen from me. You never know what you're going to inspire somebody by being somewhere, even if you don't realize it, even if you don't know why I'm in such a place. You don't know who's looking at you. You don't know who's watching you, who's taking inspiration from you. You can make a Kiddush Hashem without even realizing. And in that schos, in that merit of us realizing that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the galus, even the exile. May we see, fulfill the prophecies of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And of course, in this week's parsha in Matos, they had the war with Midian. And the pasuk says, well, Nifkad Mimenu Ish, not one person died. And may we see that in any of the wars and so on and so forth that we're going through at the moment, we should lose no more soldiers, well, Nifkad Mimenu Ish, until the coming of Mashiach and Heirav Yomenu, Amen. Now let's turn to the Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Chof, capital 20. Lam natseach mizmoy le David. Yanecha adonai b'yoyim tzora. Yisagev choshem elihei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikaydesh umitziyoy yisodeka. Yizkoyv kol minchaysecha vaylasecha yedash enesela. יתן לך חלבבך וכל עצותך ימלא. נרננה בישועתך ובשם אלוהינו נתגאל. ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחי. יענהו משמי קודשי בגבורי שישה ימיני. Hey, Levorecha, we have a susim. Vanach, we shame Adoina, Yellow Hey, Nunazkir. Hey, Makaru, and Falu. Vanach, we come, Nubinis, I dod. Adoina, Hoshia, Amelech, Yanainu, Via, and Karaina. And just a couple further down, Chof Gimel 23. Mizmael David, Adoina, Rogi, Layachar. Binoy Sesha Yarbi Saini, Alme Manukhois, Yenahaleni, Nashi Yeshai Vay, Yan Kaini, the Maki Sedek, the man Shemoy, Yan Kiele, the Gates Almovet, La Yorora, Yato Yodi, Shiv the Romishanta, Rahimo Yenahamoni, Tarek Lafonash Lucha, Neget Pereroi, Mishanta Vashem and Roshi Kaiti Ravoya, Akhtoi Vachetet, you the funny call you make Hayoi. Shardi beveit Adonai liyoyrech yoramim. And now we go to the other end of the book of Tehillim. Give you a second to get it. Psalm 121, capital Kuf, Chaf, Aleph. Shilam alois, esoi nael hehorim, meyayin yovoy ezri. Ezri meyim Adonai, oisei, shomayim voret. Al yitain la moit raglecho, al yonum shemurecho, hinei lo yonum velo yishon, shemel yisroel. Adonai shemurecho, adonai tzilecho al yad yiminecho, yoy mom ha-shemet lo yakeko veyorea baloylo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro, yishmeret nafshecho, adonai yishmor teitcho veyecho, me'ato veyadoylam. And now, Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-ma'aloif mi-ma'amakim, karotichu Adonai. Adonai, shema v'koili, tiyena oznecho kashuvois, lekoyt achanunai. Yemavoinai, tishmor yoch, Adonai, mi-amod, kiyemecho asalicha, lema'at yivorei. Tirisi Adonai, kivetan nafshi, v'lidvoroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisroel el Adonai, kim Adonai chesed v'yabeimoy v'dud. Uhu yivtes Yisroel, mikoy l'avoynoy sov. And now Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil l'David, v'yoysoy b'amoros v'filo, k'olir Adonai ezok. Kaili Adonai Eskanon, Eshpoich lefonov tichi, Tarazi lefonov vagin, Vizate volai ruchi, Vato yodato nesivosi, Voi rastu ahalech, Tomnu fachli, Habeit yomin uriei veli makir, Ovan monois mimeni, Ein doirei shenafshi, Zohakti elech agnoi, Omati ato machzi, Chalki beret hachayim, Hakshiv arinov tiki daloikin miyoi, Hatileini miloi divagi, Ometu mimeni, Hoytziyam imazgir nafshi loyde zeshemecho, v'yachtiru tzadikim kisigmoi loloi. And now we will all say together, first in Hebrew, and then in English. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanatsunim, v'sora v'shivya, ha'oim din bein ba'yom, ovein ba'yah, bo'ho shahamokoyim, yurakim aleihem, v'yotziyay mitzora l'ilvocha, me'afeilo l'yoyro, v'mishibot ligula, Hashta Bagol of his man Kariv Noimar Amen. Our brothers, the entire house of Israel, who are found in distress and captivity, who are situated whether at sea or whether on land, may the omnipresent one have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and at a time that comes soon, and let us all say Amen. And now the Mishaberet for the Chayalei Tzahal. And of course, have in mind the pasuk we said, "Lanitka mimenu ish," and not one of the soldiers was lost. We have that in mind as we say together, "Mishaberach aviseinu Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov uyuvarech et Chayalei Tzahal al Yisrael shodrei mishteret Yisrael hashekolchot habitochon amdim amishmaratenu borei lehenu." Megavol halavonam amid b'mitzrayim imayom agadoy lalavar avav ayavashab avir avayom. V'chol makom sheheim, yitein Adonai tayyivein hakomim aleinu nidofim lifneihem,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishma V'yatzil Yitzchay Aleinu Shokureinu V'chamekine Eskotchenu. Because Torah V'tzuka Mikol Nega HaMachlash HaBracha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'at Ve'yideyhem. Yad Ben Sonehem Tachyem V'yatzwein V'kese Yeshua V'tes Nitzachud. V'kuyam V'hem HaKasuv. Ki Adino Aleichem Aleichim Ochem Lilachem Lachem Imoy V'chem. Yoshia Eschem V'nomar. Amen. Another Misha Be'er for the Shavuyim. Hopefully the last time we'll ever need to say it. And the Shavuyim will all be released immediately. Today. Misha Be'erach Avisena Abraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov. Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo. Hu Yavareh V'Yishmor V'Yinzor Esnedreit V'Agonol Yisrael U'Shviyav. V'et Kalachene Nesunim B'Tzor V'Shiv Yavavur Shekol HaKol HaKodesh Hazem Nesbaleh V'Aburam. HaKodosh Baruch Hu Yimonei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotiyem Mechoshech V'Talmoveh. Almost Rosem Yinategum Yimutsukoseyem Yoshiyem Yishivem Mehera Lechek Mishbechoseyem. Yodel Adon Nechastoy V'Nivloisoh Livnei Adam. The Kiram Behemikar Shekazu, or Vadu Yadino Yeshuva Novartina Burina, with Simchas Holam Arosham, Dosa Vasimcha Yafsigu Venasu Yoga Vanacha Venomar, Amen. And I will finish off with the Misha Be'er for Cholim. I will pause for approximately 30 seconds to allow people to add in their own names, or names of people of the Cholim they want to add in. Misha Be'erach Avistein Avram Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Yaron, David, Shlomo, Yvarth, Rabbi, and
Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Saunders. Happy birthday. As you shared, there are no coincidences. It's incredible that this happened so many times. And I did not even take care of today's booking. A wonderful colleague, Rebecca, has taken that over. So truly, truly amazing. Happy birthday. Beautiful message. And we look forward to having you back on the program. We've got Amir Sashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.